human, are you all right? You haven't said a single word for the entire flight, and you seem to be on the verge of crying. Honestly, I hoped you could hold yourself together better than this. Oh, so it really is your first time flying, especially like this. Well, I had expected you to have some experience in flying, or being flown, rather. I suppose I should have seen it coming that you're a complete maiden flyer. In that case, I do apologize that this first flight of yours is a little bit uncomfortable. Being held in my claws like a freshly killed lump of meat, ready to be devoured at a moment's notice. Please, don't look at me like that. You know you have nothing to worry about. Like I told you before we took off, I have no intentions to take your life in any capacity, which does include me not wanting to eat you. Besides, I raided a Lamia burrow not too long ago. I'm still feeling full from that. Anyway, since I now know that this is your maiden flight, I feel like we should redo it in the proper way, instead of you being held in my claws like this. Well, yeah. Of course you'll be flying with me more often. I've been told it's a rather bonding experience, soaring through the skies with one another. Like I said, though, we'd be redoing it in the proper manner. Which means you'd be seated either on my back or neck, and in between the spikes there, with enough to hold on to. Whatever you find most comfortable. In fact, that's what I'd originally planned for our current flight. But with those damned humans ruining our little moment of introduction, I didn't have much choice but to quickly grab you and take off. Huh? What's wrong? Stop squirming. Oh, God, sorry. I did not mean to squeeze you like that. By the gods, I am so sorry. Are you all right? Nothing broken? All joints still. Joined? Ah, that's... Yeah. I'm glad. It's good to hear. My mistake. I just tend to get very frustrated when talking about humans ruining my plans, especially those from your village. At least we know now that you're a bit more resilient than most of them, which is a positive. Oh, who am I kidding? It probably wasn't that hard of a squeeze anyway. Or the natural instinct of reacting to the possibility of impending death that obviously did not arrive, as I have no intentions for such to occur. I'll try to be more careful in the future, though. I promise. Regardless of that, we are almost home. Can you see that slight gap in between the mountains? With the flat area? That's where we'll be landing. With the soon-to-be our lair just around the corner. Now I only hope that I can still land with my claws full and not accidentally drop you. I'm kidding! Oh, human. I've successfully landed with much more fragile and delicate cargo in all four of my claws. So once more, you have nothing to worry about. Why again with a shocked expression, though? Don't you trust me to take care of your health and safety? Why not? Look, I know that a lot of things happened at once, but it wasn't that much. Listen, it was only a week of your village behaving like absolute morons, Before today, a quadruped dragoness larger than your house swooped down from the sky, created a ring of fire around you to prevent you from escaping, while forcing a heartfelt conversation upon you, only to kidnap and fake your death in the process. Then, during the flight towards her lair, you almost get squished in her claws while you're one fall away from death, and she talks about trusting her without being given any reason to. Honestly, I can see where you're coming from. And I'll admit that the current circumstances aren't exactly ideal when it comes to creating trust in me. Well, if that's the case, it seems like I have something to work towards in the long run. I am sure we'll be able to make it work, though. One way or another. Now hold on tight for real. I'll be going in for the landing. You can close your eyes if you find it to be too scary, unless you've been doing that for the entire flight already. Here we go. Another happy landing. See? Just like I told you, you had absolutely no reason to be worried. You were in close proximity to the ground again, safe and sound with not even a scratch. So please, stop your shaking. It's starting to tick me off. Oh, it's not that I'm actually annoyed by it, but your shaking is mimicking that of live prey within my claws, ready to be slaughtered and eaten. I might have jested with it during the flight, but just because I'm a very civilized dragoness doesn't mean I have forgotten where I came from. I am still very much a predator deep down, and you humans aren't as apex as you think you are. So stop it. Thank you. Now, given the fact that it is getting rather late and I really want our introduction to be done before moonrise, I'll keep you in my claws until we're inside. I would put you on my back, but I can tell your body is starting to reach its fainting stage, and given I am uncertain if I could catch you before you hit the ground, staying within my claws it is. Now please hold on to them. Walking whilst holding you up like this might get a bit bumpy. Here you go. Free at last. Careful not to trip when taking your first steps again. I can imagine you being so shaken might affect your balancing abilities. Then again, given you managed to crawl your way back home with two gravely wounded legs, I suppose not being able to use them for the duration of a single flight shouldn't really affect your balance. The fact that you were on the verge of fainting due to shock might be an issue, though. Of course I'm not going to let that go. It's quite the achievement to live through such a traumatic event, especially with how you managed to heal back up. I've known plenty of your strongest hunters who would cry and whine like a little hatchling at the slightest setback. Really? It's just pathetic. Regardless, welcome to my lair. Or, well, it's now our lair and your new home. Given that you pretty much belong to me now, I'm assuming that won't be much of an issue to you. Not like you have a choice. Huh? Oh, nothing important. What would be of importance, however, is the introduction I keep mumbling about. Like I am sure I have mentioned before, my original plan was for me to introduce myself to you after my partial confession. Here, you accept my proposal to mateship, then have you hop onto my back and fly off into the literal sunset, only to welcome you to our new home, where we curl up together in my nest and have a lovely night of sleep. Though, as we are both well aware, nothing went according to that plan, and it leaves us without a name for you to call me, and me without a nickname for you. Yes, a new nickname for you. You see, well, this is slightly embarrassing for me to admit. I actually cannot pronounce your name. In fact, I can't pronounce the names of any of you humans. It's the same if you tried to pronounce the name of my little brother, for example. Which is... Given the shocked expression your face portrays, I think you understand the point. It doesn't mean... Human? Are you okay? Human! Shit! That wasn't supposed to happen. I only said it... Are you okay? Can you still hear me? You can. Okay, good. Good. Right. Apparently, your brain can't comprehend the true language. And in combination with your general exhaustion, it's likely the reason you passed out. The names of us dragons are written and pronounced in the true language, so that might be giving us issues down the line. Now, I can see the light in your eyes starting to fade yet again, and since I do want you to have something to call me by, I'll get it over with. That way tomorrow, we can continue talking with at least some sense of familiarity. Sound good? Good. Now then, as for the name you can call me... Heed and listen, mortal. For I am Witcher, Dragoness of the Mountains, Extension of the Gods. And you, my human, belong to me from now on. Let your body rest as it gives in to the exhaustion, and I hope you have good dreams for the time being. Good night, my human. I'll see you at sunrise.